Competitions have tested music students for decades. They've also prompted the composition of works that continue to enrich the repertoire. Now, WRTI's Susan Lewis has more on Debussy's Rhapsody No. 1 for clarinet and orchestra.
Its ethereal quality belies its difficulty, but Debussy's Rhapsody No. 1 for clarinet and piano was composed for graduation exams at the Paris Conservatory.
It was a pretty treacherous piece when it first came out.
Ricardo Morales, principal clarinet of the Philadelphia Orchestra, says the challenge was to express the musicality rather than show off technique.
You know, you can always find somebody who can trill or play a chromatic scale or some passage faster or whatever, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it's better. So many different elements, sound, phrasing, the tempo relationships, all those kinds of things, the color changes that actually determine what full musicianship is.
Debussy completed the work for clarinet and piano in 1909. He orchestrated it 2 years later.
The orchestration is so beautiful. As a player, it feels like a completely different piece because you hear all these different textures and all these different sounds.
It was so difficult to play with clarinets of the time, there are passages in the work that were changed with Debussy's permission, changes that exist in most versions even now.
But he wanted to keep his original manuscript, perhaps for the future, so that then it could be played the way that he had actually composed it.
Today, Morales plays the work according to the original manuscript with a clarinet he developed himself.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.